And he also said, remember, when we were inside the store before we went back to the campground, there's a man inside. He was mid-50s, white gray hair, who was staring obsessively at the little boy, Dior Jr., and it made the mother and father feel very uncomfortable. This guy was just looking at them. So I kind of put two and two together, and I understand today that Dior and his girlfriend or wife, Jessica, are up in Lemhi County with a sketch artist, supposed to do a sketch of the person they saw inside the store. And so hopefully we could put that together with the lady and her husband who saw this man up here in the Palisades area. So that's how that came to be.
So, Frank, I know when this story broke and we had this missing little boy, there, and I talked to so many people about this. I can't count the conversations that I had with people. And they all felt like something just is not, it just isn't right about this. And as somebody who's investigated these sorts of cases, what does your gut tell you? I mean, you're working in behalf of the family, and I understand that. But what is your gut telling you what happened to Dior Kunz?
I believe he actually was abducted because of the searches that took place, the specialized helicopter from the Montana National Guard with their special infrared equipment. They put some spots out to the ground troops, and the ground troops checked those out. They were unfounded. I put together with the simulation and the reenactments last week or earlier this week, we put that together, and I showed how a child could be abducted from the campground. And I just, because the searches, the cadaver dogs, the search dogs, and the number of people up there searching, they would have overtaken the area that the little boy could have gotten to. He had cowboy boots that were too big for him. You like those cowboy boots, so he was clumsily sometimes walking. He would step out of them. But it just didn't make sense that all the searches that took place couldn't find any parts of human remains, clothing, nothing. They checked the dens, the wolf dens, bear dens, eagle's nests. They checked all that, and nothing came up. And nobody knew who was in the campground when he came in on the Thursday night because it was dark up there. And so very easily there's an access road above the campground where somebody could have been watching. It could have been this guy in the store, and Lador was obsessed with this little boy and followed them and could have snatched him up. So a lot of things are a possibility. And I know the sheriff didn't put an Amber Alert out originally because it didn't fit the criteria originally because they're thinking the boy got lost in the campground.
Yeah.
But when you don't find the boy and all the searches going on, that's why I kind of wanted to step in and kind of volunteer my time because I wanted to get the word out to the general public.
So what's next? I mean, what's the next big step here, and what are law enforcement agencies doing?
Well, right now, law enforcement is doing the sketch of the man they first saw in Lador. Mm-hmm. So that's going to take place, and hopefully we can sell this then to the lady and her husband and the four kids that were up in the Palisades area in Swan Lake or Swan Valley. And so that will take place. And, you know, I've given some information to law enforcement to be followed up on. I'm impressed that law enforcement is doing their part. I don't think law enforcement has really made a big mistake in this. I think law enforcement wants to recover this child. But initially they're thinking he has to be lost. He wandered away from camp. But then when that's not coming to fruition, you have to think outside the box of what else could have happened. So that's why I'm approaching this. I've gotten, since I established the tip line, I've probably gotten over 150 calls, people giving me information. And I've checked that information. I know the Lemhi County said she called the State Police Fusion Center, and that's fine. They should do that. But I had all these follow-ups personally myself. I made calls to other locations, other law enforcement agencies, and I've gotten so many calls from people with black Rubicons with the description, and I try to put those together and try to come up with a scenario that might be warrant further investigation on these other sightings.